It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big-time radio show.
Trocher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Warriors have led for about 41 of the 43 minutes tonight in Game 1. Here's Steph Curry. Left side of the floor, Derek White has played his best game as a Celtic on the biggest stage in the biggest game of his life. Draymond Green's entry deflected by Horford and stolen by Derek White. Derek White, offensive end, bounce pass lead for Tatum. Kick out, trail three, Horford, got it!
The old man of the sea coming through, man!
The Celtics have scored 29 points in 7-plus minutes in the quarter. They have a 6-point lead, their largest of Game 1.
40 points in the fourth quarter. JB played big. Al, Payton, D. White, you know, those guys made big shots, timely shots as well. And we won, right? You know, I had a bad shooting night. You know, I just tried to impact the game in other ways. You know, we're in the championship. We're in the finals. You know, all I was worried about was trying to get a win.
We're Toucher and Rich. Dan Roach is from WBZ TV. Joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Danny Ballgame, hello.
Hi, phony. How are you this morning?
I'm just trying to live this lie, man. I mean, Dan, you are the opposite of Holden Caulfield. You're a man who genuinely believes in the true goodness of humans, and so that's why we got you on. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, that's what I'm here for.
So how is Miami? How is Dan Roach's time in Miami? You're very busy.
Bunch of frauds. The fans are just, you get up on them and they fold. You know, they show up at the last minute. They want to be seen more than anything else. So they're not the true diehard basketball fans or fans like they have in Boston. But
oh, Golden State's notorious for having good fans.
No, he's talking about Miami.
No,
he went to Miami.
Boston.
He was in Miami, and you're here now, right?
Yeah, I went to Miami three times in two weeks, and now Steve's out in San Francisco. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I got confused. So, But
he's right about those Miami fans. I mean, you could sniff it from a mile away. And you saw the pictures, too. It was like Jersey Shore in the house, it seemed like.
One thing that bothers me about Miami is they're like, well, there's so much more to do, as opposed to like what other major city where there's nothing to do. Like Boston's a massive city, like a big city. There's what is like, because we can't go fishing in February. This is the big problem.
Right. Golfing and things like that, you know. So, I'm not a fan of Miami. I'll take the, you know, Fort Myers, spring training, things like that.
Yeah, that's what you like. You like the beauty of seeing the kids trying to make the team and just
the feel good part of it, Fred. You know, yeah, you feel good about the Celtics, right? So good to see.
So today, I do. I feel good about the Celtics. I was very critical of them throughout the Miami series, which was an awful series to watch.
But you know, Fred, I heard you talking a lot about that. I think part of it that people don't see a little bit, because you got to go big picture, is we've seen Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown specifically grow up before our eyes down the stretch and through this playoff run, right? I mean, different things like last night, how many times have we seen Tatum at the end of games try to win it in the fourth quarter, despite being 3 of 16, 17, which, you know, ended up being 3 of 17. He would just come down, sit there, isolate and try to score. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he moved the ball. He had 13 assists. And then you saw Jaylen Brown seeing that Jason Tatum wasn't going, They're down by 12, and he comes out. He goes two. He goes for a three. He goes the lob pass to Williams, the pass to Pritchard for a layup, and then a Brown three. And all of a sudden, you're right back in the game, and you're on your way. So I thought that, you know, what we're seeing from the two guys in Tatum and Brown, I think, is the maturation process here quickly for guys that are 24 and 25 years old.
Okay, and that is true about Tatum. But I'll tell you this, Dan, is there is going to be a game where Tatum has to take over. I mean, there's going to be a game where...
That's what he's paid for. He's one of the top superstars in the game, right?
So there's going to be a game where he's, you know, he can't give it up to Smart to take an important three at the end of the game. You know, there's going to be times. So as much as that worked yesterday, wouldn't you prefer, at least when things aren't rolling like they were yesterday, you need Tatum.
Absolutely. So if you're sitting there, if you're the Celtics and you have the extra day off, you're licking your chops, right? Because you're sitting there saying, guys, just go out and play and go right at him, start right from finish, you know, punch him in the mouth if you can and play hard in game two and see what happens, because you're playing with, you know, the house money now at this point. You got the one win at Golden State, and now you had a game where you were able to pull off what you pulled off, which you'll probably never see again in a 40-16 fourth quarter with guys contributing that don't normally contribute consistently.
Right.
But your superstar went 3-17. So you're sitting there saying, look at what happened in game one. Our superstar was awful shooting wise. So now you go into game two and say, you know, let's say he picks it up and it is better. And maybe, you know, we saw him score 46 against Milwaukee in a big game. So maybe he has the game of his life. That's kind of things that's what's been good about this team down the stretch. And the other thing to think about, too. So now you get that first game. The Celtics are 6-0 following a loss. So even if they lose three more times in this series, they have a chance to win this series in a game seven, specifically based on how good they've been after a loss in this postseason. Yep.
So there, if you heard Steve Kerr afterwards and Draymond Green, they were very laissez-faire about how they ended up blowing that fourth quarter. They just said, well, you know, if it's these guys, and they said, you know, Horford and Pritchard and Smart, they said, well, if they're the ones shooting the threes, then we're fine. That's almost exactly what Draymond Green said. If you're Steve Kerr, and we've been talking about this, do you change the way that you defend the Celtics? Because I said that the one thing they're dismissing is Jaylen Brown and what Jaylen Brown was able to do. Sure, you can dismiss those other guys, but when you have a scorer like Jaylen Brown who takes over, don't you think you have to switch up what you've got planned defensively?
Well, you got to pay more attention to Brown. Yes. The other guys, and I agree with what Fred has been saying all along. I agree with what Draymond Green said. He's sitting there looking at Smart and looking at, you know, Pritchard and these guys in white hitting these threes and Al. And you're like, no way, they're not going to do that again. So you almost have to allow that to happen.
Right.
If you want, go ahead, try to win the game. But it's keep an eye on Brown, who, again, started with 10 points and 2 assists to start the fourth quarter and got them on their way. That's a guy you got to pay attention to. And then you worry about Tatum, you know, if he can go off. I also think another big part of this, too, is which kind of gets dismissed, is the fact that if you look at this team, especially when, you know, they've won 26 of their last 32, and they're so good on the road. To me, it's all about ball movement. When you look at their totals after the game for assists, when they're in the low 20s, they generally don't play well and lose the game. Anything from 25 and up, they're a much better team. They had 33 assists last night. So it's not only finding the open man, it's finding that layup. It's finding that dunk. It's finding that key guy. If they can continue to do that, and that's what I would stress if I was Ime, move the ball, move the ball, move the ball. Someone will get an open shot. And it may not always be three. It might be a closer two, or it might be a layup, or it might be a dunk. If they can do that, I think that they have as good a chance. Because all we've heard, face it, is how great the offense is for Golden State, because it's constantly moving. It's Curry constantly moving. That's tough to defend. But I think if the Celtics can match that with their offense and just continue to move, I think that they have a good chance in this series.
Yeah, but if you're not over, I mean, Rich brings up Jaylen Brown, which is true. If you're not overanalyzing things and you just break it down, I mean, those are the two stars. Those are the guys that you got to worry about. I mean, this Celtics team, you know, should go by the way of Tatum and Brown. You know, if you really just want to simplify things, I mean,
yes, and you don't expect Draymond to be 2 of 12 from the floor again, right?
So, of all
the guys who could repeat a performance, Draymond's bread and butter is not shooting the basketball.
No, yeah, and how much of that had to do with, you know, the obviously Robert Williams being there, Al Horford being there,
yeah,
Grant Williams being there.
You know, Grant Williams had a terrible game, and he was actually minus. I think he might be the only guy.
He might be the only guy. Was he a minus?
Yes.
If he wasn't, he's got to be the only guy. He's the only one who seemed to have a bad game.
If you took out Tatum,
was plus 25.
Yeah, if you took out Tatum and Grant Williams shooting wise, the Celtics shot 67% last night.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
crazy.
Minus those two guys again. I don't think we'll ever see that again. But again, you learn a lot if you're the Celtics. And again, you know, we keep dismissing them. And I laugh, you know, when I saw the BPI numbers and the 538 numbers, too.
Ugh.
But again, they've won 26 of their last 32 and they're 8-2 on the road. And they just continue to play good defense first and wear guys down into the fourth quarter. And that's a huge formula. And Ime made an adjustment early in the fourth. He went smaller. He took Grant Williams out of the game and he went with Brown, Horford and White and Tatum in a combo of Smart and Pritchett. And they just were a different team. So I think they're doing all the right things. Ime's hitting the right buttons. Their mindset is in a good place. And again, you know, I think it's going to go seven games and anything can happen. But I just think, you know, hey, what they did last night was pretty special.
It was. And they wore Curry down. And that, in my opinion, that allowed them to keep Pritchard in. And that allowed, them to get, some shooting from Pritchard. And I credit to Ime for A, wearing Curry down and then B, having the foresight to see, all right, you know,
I can play Pritchard here for 5 or 6 minutes,
right, and not get destroyed defensively.
Right.
So, yeah,
exactly.
Because let's not start saying Pritchard's a good defensive player.
No. I'm saying he did well on him last night.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that Pritchard's just not a good enough athlete to keep up with these guys if they're not tired.
I just thought that was a gutsy move, and it was pure coach instinct to keep him in there for 8 minutes.
I give him all the credit in the world because he saw. He goes, all right, well, I can get away with this for this stretch.
Yeah,
so
he can shoot, and he's good enough on defense.
Right. He's good enough right now on defense for what he's going to ask to do against this Golden State team. And credit to defense for making Curry run around. Curry's always running around, but, they did tire him out last night.
And also made him run on the defensive end, too.
Yeah, and I thought when Smart was, the mic'd up moment with Smart when he talked about the defense, he was calm. He was poised and he wasn't screaming at anybody. He just said, guys, we can't drop back like that. We have to do this. I thought that was pretty insightful. You know, I mean, you look at Smart, you don't really think that. You think he's tough and he's like, you know, mouthing off and everything else. But man, you see him in conversations with the referees all the time, constantly during a game, during a timeout. He's talking to him about different things. Reminds me of Gronk in some ways, from the sense of everyone laughs at Gronk and everything that Gronk was off the field. But when he was on the field and in the film room, people say he was as intelligent at talking football as you'll ever find. So I thought it was pretty cool to hear Smart talking like that last night.
Now, was last night as clean of a game foul wise as it was called, or if that's in the hands of another group of referees, are we sitting at watching a game that's 30 minutes longer than it should have been?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I thought Golden State got fouled a couple of times going inside. I mean, Draymond a couple of times, and you know he complains with the best of them. But I just thought a lot of guys, Looney and everything, got hit a lot. And I think that's going to be a factor. I think that'll be a big factor in game two early on, to watch how they officiate, to watch who gets into foul trouble. It's been a problem with the Celtics at times early in games. So I think that's definitely something to watch here coming up in game two, is the officiating, the pace of the game. Because, yes, that was a clean game from start to finish, and it was fun. And if you were a Celtic fan, you were watching that first quarter, you're like, holy hell, what the heck is going on? This guy's going to score 100 points tonight.
It was actually NBA basketball. There were professional basketball players that
fun.
Were good.
You know what?
Yep.
And to that point, I think it was even Adam Silver, who was asked about this, because I said this during the last round too. I said, you know, as a viewer and as a fan, you know, when you see back to back games, you're like, oh, not back to back, like every other night. Thank God, finally, we don't have to wait between these games. But then you see that the quality of basketball suffers when there's not enough time to rest these guys. Yeah. And my God, that Miami—I don't think anyone can look at that Miami series and say that was good basketball.
No.
And I think Adam Silver was actually asked about that. Do you think that they might make a movement to try to spread things out a little more than so you don't have any more series that are one game after the next, after the next, after the next with little rest.
You can't do that.
I think they might, though. I think that, yeah, it's all TV, but I think that they have to find a way, especially, you know, in the Boston-Miami series, you're traveling down, you know, a good distance, Boston to Florida, and you're doing it three times. There's got to be, like, in the NBA, they finals, they punch in that off day for a travel day, then a practice day, then a game day.
Yeah, but Dan, you know that they won a game every night.
Yes,
in the semifinals.
You can't have the playoffs last until July.
Yeah,
you run out of room after a while here.
Yeah,
do they go back to the 2-3-2? That's another question. I don't like it. I like the 2-2-1-1-1. But I think the NBA has been talking about that, which is the better format because of the rest and everything else.
As a Cardinals fan in the 80s, you cannot have 2-3-2. You cannot, because then Vince Coleman gets run over by the tarp.
Shut up, you phony. Come on.
I mean, Dan, I don't like this. I don't like you. Enjoy Dan. It's his last appearance on the show.
Oh, come on, Fred.
All right.
Well, I love you, Danny.
Thank you. I love all of you.
I love Danny. You know that I love Danny.
Dan, a real true discussion that I had the other day with my sister. She is all about wanting to go on the Galactic Star Cruiser down at Disney World. That is the two nights in like a Star Wars box.
So crazy.
And she was like, but I want to do it with your kids because I know that they love Star Wars. So, you know, let's look into it. I made a call. You want to know how much it would be to do the two-night Galactic Star Cruiser with a family of four?
About $10,000?
$7,800 for two nights.
You almost could build a batting cage for that.
Yeah, I'd rather stay at Buzz and Woody's, you know what I mean, than the Toy Story.
Sure, the Toy Story bed.
Live on the line of Slinky Dog Dash.
Yeah.
That would be
awesome.
I don't know if you know this, but on the 13th and 14th, I'm having a batting cage installed in my backyard.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
My brother had that for years, and they used to call the cops, the neighbors and stuff, because there would people come from near and far to hit with a guy that used to come to give instructions. But he had that for several years. So
yeah, I'm putting in huge lights so we can do it all night.
That's awesome. I'll come.
Take some swings, Danny.
Yeah, we'll have a catch. Right?
Yeah. Listen, I got a mound to put in. I got a lot of stuff in there.
If you build it, they will come.
That's the idea. It's my own field of dreams, baby.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, Fred.
Yes. Nothing phony about that, Danny.
No. Yeah. Hey, who wants some flips? I'll take a few. Yep, loosen up. Here we go. Come on out.
I got a jugs machine. I got the elf screen. Yes. I got everything,
Pepper,
baby.
Anybody?
All right, Marlo, I think you're up to 84. All right, now throw the breaking ball. Throw the breaking ball.
Yeah. Good.
Go into the stretch. Go into the stretch. Loosen up. Look, you got to run on first. Here we go. Come on, kid.
He's only pitching out of the stretch. Didn't even teach the windup anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. They want him out of
the
stretch.
Playing summer ball, Fred?
Oh, yeah. He's playing Babe Ruth.
Okay. I need you to text me a schedule. I want to come watch him play when he's pitching.
Bring your scorecard.
He's pitching in Sudbury this week.
Danny's going to sit right behind the backstop. You know, Dan's avatar at one point was him sitting behind the backstop while his daughter was catching?
Well, both his kids were catchers, which means they're very cerebral.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to...
That's the best way to learn the game.
He wanted,
I tell everyone, get your kids catching to start out. Even if they hate it after a year or whatever, fine. But that's the way you get indoctrinated into the game and you learn better and you appreciate the game more when you go watch it.
Well, they discriminate against left-handers in that
yes,
which true. I don't understand.
Right. There was Mike Squire in the bigs, right? That's the one everybody remembers, left-handed catcher for the White Sox.
Yeah. But the thing is that half the hitters now are left-handed. I don't understand how that's a disadvantage to you anymore. Because the idea was that you would be throwing into a right-hander, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't understand. I don't understand that anymore.
Mike Squire, is that?
Yes, Mike Squire.
Oh, yes. So if everybody wants you and the stroke.
Oh,
That's Billy Squire.
He conceived of the video that ruined Billy Squire's career.
I like how I like how Fred is still scarred from the 1987 World Series in the 2-3-2.
I hate the 2-3-2.
I appreciate that though. You know, it's all about.
Yeah, you lose two in Minnesota, you win three at home, and then you got to
lose
two
in
Minnesota. Yeah.
Could you imagine if the Celtics said, you know, and when it was in Miami, you're looking at what happened in Jimmy Butler and everything else. Could you imagine if they lost that game, right? If the Celtics had lost that game 7, where does that rank in the top Boston losses of all time.
Well, guess what? It didn't happen, so we don't have to talk about
That's right,
exactly.
Damn it.
It would have been, bad. It
yes, been thank goodness bad. They turned that frown upside down, and here we go, boys.
They tried their best to lose that game.
He leaves the gym on a make.
All right. Watch Dan on WBZ TV as he will be covering all of this. And he was down there in Miami.
Yep.
And he took a picture of a palm tree. And he's like, I'm in Miami. And you're like, dude, it's hot here, too. Save it for January.
Danny didn't take any pictures of any buildings. He was just like on a tarmac. There's a palm tree. Like, oh, okay.
Look at how nice it is here. It's like, oh, that's
set the scene.
I've never seen one
with
that.
That's
right.
Okay. TV's all about pictures. Set that scene.
I played golf yesterday with a bunch of guys wearing like jackets because it's June.
Do you have any rings by any chance from any of the championship teams? Do you have any? Did you get a ring by any chance covering the teams?
I have one, and like the one that I wanted. So it's all good.
Which one? The 04 Red Sox?
Gotta be 04.
Yes. Yep.
Should John Wallet get a ring if the Celtics happen to win a championship?
Absolutely. I mean, Gil Santos had, you know, he got all the six rings or what have you. So, or how many rings they won when he was doing the play-by-play. He got all the rings. So, yeah, he's part of the team.
Does your ring have, like, any kind of jewelry in it? Or is this, like...
The most disappointing thing about my ring is we, at the time, TV 38, we were carrying Friday Night Baseball and everything like that. We were UPN 38. So it says Dan Roach, UPN 38, inscribed on the inside. And everyone's like, what's UPN? And you know what I mean? So, but yeah, no, it's got everything else all the same. Got my name on it. So it's really cool.
All right.
Yep. Kids can have it when I'm dead.
Isn't UPN the station that used to have like Sister?
Yes, that's right.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
The Discount CW. Yes, that's right.
Or the WB.
There you go. All right, boys. Have a great weekend.
All right, see you, Dan.
All right, Dan Roach. There you go. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Think that we think we're superstars.
Oh, no. We get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
11 on the shot clock. Steph goes behind his back, attacks. Wild scoop shot up and good. And Steph just making more finals highlights. Warriors by 9. He's got 28. Poole runs free into an open 3 and knocks it down. And the best third quarter team in the NBA is doing it on the biggest stage. A 14-point Golden State lead.
Just continue to play. That was our message throughout the whole game. You know, they're such a good team. And for us, it was, you know, just continue to play no matter what. And our guys, that's what we did.
Jaylen Brown, right-hand dribble, pass Porter in the paint. Lobs for Rob Williams, two-hand slam. Timeout Steve Kerr. The Celtics have cut 10 points off this Golden State lead from 15 down to 5. And we're not done yet. 9:35 to go in game one. Stolen by Jaylen is lead for Peyton Pritchard, who scores in the left hand. Celtics have scored 11 straight points. They have cut it to 3. Jaylen catch and shoot. 3 is good. It's a 14-2 Boston run, and game one is now a 2-point game. Derek White, pump fake, shot clock down to 2. He has to launch a tough 3. He hits it again. Derek White has tied
tonight, game one. Here come the Celtics trying to take the lead. Jaylen, offensive end, finds Tatum. Leads Derek White, attacks baseline. Derek White to the corner. Pritchard closed down by Wiggins. Kick out Horford. He's open for three. Got it! The Celtics with 5:08 to go. They look up and they've got the lead. Draymond Green's entry deflected by Horford and stolen by Derek White. Bounce pass lead for Tatum. Kick out. Trail three. Horford. Got it! The Celtics have scored 29 points in 7-plus minutes in the quarter. They have a 6-point lead, their largest of game one. Horford long two. Got it! The Celtics are 12 of 16 in the fourth quarter. They lead by 8. Rebound Horford. Kick out. Corner three. Smart. Got it! 14 straight for the Celtics, coming down the stretch like thoroughbreds in their NBA Finals debut. Every one of them out there. And the Celtics have an 11-point lead. Tatum, over the shoulder pass. Marcus Smart, left side three. Good night.
What'd they say about Marcus, man? What'd they say?
An offensive explosion of historic proportion by the Celtics, and Steph Curry misses a layup on the other end. Jaylen Brown, handoff, Al Horford, scoops it up and in, scored, and the foul. And the Celtics are going to win a game one that is going to leave a mark.
For us, it was just, you know, just continue to play no matter what. And our guys, that's what we did. We continue to fight and get this win.
Tonight, the Celtics on the road in the NBA Finals score 40 points in the fourth quarter and come from 15 down to score a stunning double-digit historic win in game number one. The final score, Boston 120, Golden State 108.
Who we've been all year, tough grinders, you know, a resilient group, impressive against a really elite scoring team.
I think Boston will wins.
That's no hyperbole. It was a historic win for the Celtics last night. 617-779-0985. Kyle, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I think Wallach's been getting a lot of slander today. I think he totally deserves the ring. And Joe Murray was way out of line yesterday with the hypocrisy we heard.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't hear the show. I slept till 11 because my body needed it.
He hit Wallach with, no, you do not get a ring. Like, he's head of purchasing.
That's strange to me.
It was weird.
It's strange to me that you would, like, begrudge a guy a ring if he wants it. Like, if Wallach wants it, I hope he gets it. My only thing is, like, I don't know why you'd really want it. But,
right,
you know.
But Joe's argument was, like, the parking lot attendant doesn't get a ring. I don't get a ring. You don't get a ring.
Well, why would Joe? But the thing is, why would the parking lot attendant get a ring? And why would Joe get a ring? That doesn't even make any sense.
Although I do think the parking lot attendant might get a ring.
Part of Joe's argument was because he does the pre and post game for the Patriots. So if they win a Super Bowl, why shouldn't he get a ring?
I wouldn't care if he did. Yeah, great.
And then we were like, yeah, okay.
That was my argument back. Yes, you get one.
You get a ring.
Yeah.
I mean, if it means that much to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Bert.
He wants your Marconi, Fred, for filling in.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that was a funny point that he brought up. Yes. That was like, I don't get part of your Marconi.
You get it. You're part of the Touch and Rich show. Congratulations. You know what, Rich? If you agree, if you're on the same page, Joe, that Marconi is yours too. I mean, it's yours too. Fine, you fill in, and we won a Marconi. Yes, so you get the Marconi too.
Although he was not filling in that year.
Okay, but my point is like,
which means you just have to win another one.
Well, we really should be nominated this year.
This year.
That is not in our hands.
When do we find out? When does that happen?
Rick has to nominate
I think
us.
The nominations have already happened.
Oh, all right.
But they have not announced who it was, so maybe someone did nominate us.
Okay. Because I think they nominated Felger and Maz last year, so they should nominate us. They should have nominated us this year. And I think that with all the problems with the show, and then I was gone all that time, and now that we've come back triumphantly.
Better than ever.
Better ratings than ever. I think that we should. I went to that dumb thing in New York. I mean, we should
get some consideration.
It wasn't dumb. I went to that thing in New York that was nice.
Radio Hall of Fame. That's what I want. I want that. We've won a Marconi. Now I want that. Ever since Mike and Mike got in, I'm like, well, we got
to. That's the thing. Two Marconis, then shoo-in. Shoo-in for the Radio Hall of Fame.
I would rather win a Marconi than go to the Radio Hall
of Fame. We already have.
Yeah, but I want
to... Time to look for new worlds to conquer, man. Point that ship in another direction, you know?
I think that we deserve a Marconi. I think that it would be a wonderful story, too.
Mm-hmm.
A story of overcoming adversity and triumphing at the end.
I want Rick D's. Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
Fartcourt. Toucher and Rich and Fartcourt.
Oh, as opposed to Rick Dees, who was so cool.
Disco
and
Duck.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, there's a lot of real crap in that Radio Hall of Fame.
Crap who made a lot of money. How much do you think he made off of Disco Duck? Oh, yeah. Do you think Dr. Demento is the Radio Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Yes.
John Wallach, man.
I got to check that out.
Maybe he will show up to our induction.
I know how much Rick Dees made because I watched a YouTube video where they were talking about it was Rick Dees, Jay, the guy that got kicked off Cheers for making fun of Rick. Jay.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about Jay. I know. Jay, he did had a radio show, too.
It was him. And then they had moved Scott Shannon to L.A., and the thing is that they were all making like $2 million.
Well, I just want to know how much money he made off Disco Duck.
Oh, I don't know.
Duck sold, it went platinum. It sold 1 million copies.
Yeah, he did it on solid gold.
Oh, my word. And back in the day, that's when people were actually buying records. He probably made a ton of money off of that.
Yeah.
How did he not get his ass sued off by Disney?
By the way, Dr. Demento in the Radio Hall of Fame.
John.
And if you want to talk about a guy that didn't make a lot of money, it has to be Dr. Demento. I can't imagine.
No.
Your Sunday night show.
No.
Is this true? Line one.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, boys. So, I have a story about Sarge. He runs like a sports memorabilia charity type thing on the side, and he's acquired some replica rings over the years, and he will, from time to time, wear these championship rings, a Super Bowl ring from the Patriots in particular, out in public in two events, pretending that it's real.
But that's not one that he was given. He acquired it, right? Like the Patriots didn't give Sarge a ring, right?
Well, the ruse is that he has somewhat, it was given to him. Or he will not offer the information in terms of whether it was given or bought. He just kind of pretends it.
So wait a minute. He's wearing like a Tully Banta Kane championship ring around and passing it off as his own?
No. I think he's wearing one that you could buy at the game.
Oh. I misunderstood. Okay.
And wearing it
Tully Banta Kane. I just love the fact. Now, if the Revolution won the big soccer cup thing, then I think that he's
the one they failed miserably at last year.
Right. But if they won, then Sarge absolutely should get a ring. Yeah, There's no question.
You get a rubber band around your index finger. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the old stack of room?
Oh, when athletes get unwanted nicknames, Oh Say Can You Shred, and Russell Wilson just can't help being a nerd.
All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
More Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Dan and Rick Flair, they're nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think the appropriate word is scary. You see, you talk about styles making fights. The Boston Celtics know they're bigger. On the Warriors' turf, 40-16 in the fourth quarter, with Jason Tatum being a facilitator, having 13 assists. but clearly not on his game offensively in terms of shooting the ball, and they still won because of Horford's shooting, because of Derek White's shooting, because of Marcus Smart shooting, and the Boston Celtics showed, excuse me, they are the team to be reckoned with. They are no joke.
Minutes?
I don't even know what part of the song is here. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, explosions. Oh. Okay, flag. By the way, the O face, out of control.
Yeah, so is the black hair dry. Yeah. Like hair this? Dye. Like, at that point, wouldn't you rather just be gray than this obvious, like, he's got to be, what, see, 68, like, yeah. Dude, you don't have jet black hair.
Yeah, Walt Frazier came out of the crowd and high-fived him. He said, just okay, for men, my friend.
Yeah. And then there was Hernandez smoking butts just going, what do you want to make?
Okay, here's the ending you're talking about. You think it's over here.
Yeah. And then for no reason.
Sean, I always thought it was Sean, so screw me.
So did I. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, is that was terrible. And way too long, and he had no self-awareness.
Anyone want to guess who they roll out for game two on Sunday night? I mean, they've done the Metallica thing. They've done the Santana thing.
Santana sounds right.
They've done the Grateful Dead thing. I mean, well, who's left?
How about a little Train?
Is Shane, from San Francisco?
Oh, you bet their ass.
You get Jefferson Starship.
Sean, shut up. Sorry, Dan. I apologize.
Although they'll be in town on Wednesday night, and when is game three?
How great would it be if it was like Les Claypool?
No.
And now a bass rendition. Although Flea has done that for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, remember?
Yes, and he was very emotional, spiritual.
Got to do Boston things at the Garden. Got to do Boston things.
They should just have Wahlberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Wolf!
Yeah. They could have the Wahlbergs just do like a Feel the Vibrations kind of thing.
That would be nice. So I have not heard this yet. Both of you guys apparently have, because Mike brought in the audio, and I was not aware that this happened. So Jim Cott from is he from the MLB Network? He's like 80 now, isn't he?
He's 83. I think he's now with the Minnesota Twins Network.
Okay.
He did work for the Yankees and the MLB Network.
All right. Well, this is just going to happen. The more people that you keep in their 80s doing play. I mean, how many times have we heard things like this happen where just their brain's not quite working the way it is?
Or just your generation, like everything that molded you ideology.
Although this term, I think, it really doesn't even matter what generation you are.
I haven't heard it.
Okay, I know what he says, but Nestor Cortez, who's from the New York Yankees, Jim Cott gave him a nickname.
That favorite pitcher being kind of like Devin Smeltzer, Nestor the Molester, Nestor Cortez. Man, he is fun to watch.
Nestor the Molester.
Okay. He's copying Chester.
This guy was pitching in the 50s. I mean, honestly, he's a little old.
Jim Cott was a big fan of Hustle.
I mean, if you use some sort of term that's been outdated, that's one thing. But Molester's always been Molester, right? Like, I don't think back in the 50s, Molester just meant you were bothering someone, which I know is like the literal term of Molester. I think when you called someone a Molester, you meant they were a Molester. Usually of younger people.
He stole it from Hustler.
That favorite pitcher being kind of like Devin Smeltzer, Nestor the Molester, Nestor Cortez. Man,
all right, so who's mad at him except for the guy he named the Molester?
I would think that he's probably a little upset.
Yeah, because the only guy who should be upset is the pitcher.
But he was not. So the guy Cortez, he was asked about it, and he said that he was not offended. He goes, I'm sure, you know, he didn't really mean it, and people make mistakes, but it didn't offend me at all. Good. I mean, it's like an 80-something-year-old dude.
Yeah, 83.
But Cott was also the guy who was forced to apologize for making, like, a slavery reference during a Mankata at-bat a couple of months ago.
Hmm. Jim Cott, I was telling John, shot his age, righty and lefty.
That's amazing. I mean, really?
Yep.
That's incredible.
That is.
You know who's like a super cool dude?
Mr. Unlimited.
That's right. Russell Wilson. He is as cool as it gets.
It's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Okay, I will tell him. So he was filming the, and I don't know why they're doing it so early, but you know how like at Media Day, we've seen it when we've gone to interview the Celtics. So they've got, matter of fact, when we go to Media Day, it's done at this like studio. It's like a television and movie studio.
Yep.
And there's green screens everywhere. And you know how like when you go to a game where you see, you know, Marcus Smart on the big jumbotron going, "Let me hear ya!" That's where all of it's filmed. It's at Media Day, usually in front of green screens. Well, somebody went to, I guess, what was Broncos Media Day, where you had Russell Wilson recording those moments. And boy, did he come across as a super cool dude.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect.
Okay.
One more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
By the way, they're only asking for one tank, and he continues to...
By the way, you can imagine him holding a football in full uniform with pads while doing it.
He's got all his pads. Yeah. Let's ride.
Well, this is like when De Niro auditioned for Mean Street.
It does seem to be the
same
thing.
He did the same thing.
Right.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the new trailer for the Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe movie has come out. Paramount Plus has put the video out, and here is a clip.
Look at that number up there on the billboard.
There's a 2, and then some kind of circle.
No, dumbass, not that number. That one. 69. This show sucks. It's like just these fat people standing there.
I am Cornholio! I need TV for my buckle!
Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, a new movie streaming June 23rd.
Did Butthead sound different?
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Beavis sounds exactly the same, but Mike Judge's voice must have changed, or maybe it's been so long since he's done the voice.
Yeah, it sounds completely different. I was a big fan of Beavis and Butthead back in the day.
I loved Beavis and Butthead.
So did I, but I'm not getting Paramount Plus.
Not for that, no.
So I have, I believe, Paramount Plus. It's funny, Fred, yesterday, you know, we talked about that news that Nesson is coming out with their streaming app for $29.99 a month, and I totaled it up. That's more than I pay for Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus combined, because I get the $13.99 bundle with the ESPN, Hulu, and Disney, and Netflix is like $15.
So you can get the Major League Baseball app where you can watch the games, and that's, I believe, $150 for the season, but it would black out the obviously the Red Sox games.
Oh, so if you got that, you couldn't watch the Red Sox?
If you get the Major League package, it blocks out the Red Sox games.
Why would they do that?
Because regional coverage, they want you watching it on TV.
But still, $29.99 for a regional sports network.
Because they don't show the commercials if you get the app. They don't show commercials. They just say coming right back, which is a shame because you don't get the cool St. Louis Cardinals guy where they have a chicken at the liquor store.
Oh.
Cheap, cheap.
Okay,
cheap, cheap.
Is that one
they're like bottles of grandma's tongue whiskey. 45 cents. Cheap, cheap. Cheap, cheap. You miss it all.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
We don't really have any more of those like super cheap local commercials, do we?
Ernie Bach has just said, I'm stepping away from the limelight. Yeah,
we used to have like Building 19 around here. I mean, those were great commercials.
But
it's true. You don't have those commercials you look at and go, oh my God.
During sporting events, at least in my area, there's a ton of them.
Like,
really?
They're all at
pubs and Bridgewater. And there's like this one creepy guy that does this Waffle House commercial. There's a lot of them.
Oh, for the Waffle House?
I haven't seen that. Come on down to my Waffle House.
It's not the Waffle House. Right. It's a Waffle House.
Yes. You have you have your own commercials down where you are.
Yeah, and they're not good, which is actually very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
if you watch, for some reason, I get two of the ABC affiliates. I get the one in New Hampshire. And they have, their commercials are...
Yeah, is Dollar Bill out there?
Well, Dollar Bill was the best.
Yeah. No, Dollar Bill's not out there.
I wonder if he's still with us.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I get my TV anymore because I have DirecTV, which is a shame.
Is my TV still around?
Dan would know because he has that antenna that picks up.
Oh, it's a good point.
I have that, yes, it is. Somewhere, yeah.
Somebody said maybe the Celtics can borrow the poem guy from the Red Sox. Oh, that would be nice.
The poem guy.
The poem guy.
Oh, forget
Mr. Flavin, Dick Flavin.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
It's just a bunch of words. Screw it. You don't even care.
Well, there you go. So Sunday night, I have not seen the Vegas line yet on game two. Any word on the odds for the Celtics game two?
I do. I have a guess that it's Golden State minus two. Or 1.5.
See, that's what I would get. Here we go. This is no. This is not recent. Yeah. So I don't know. So
Golden State minus 4.
Wow. So they think
Golden
it's,
State minus 4 it, over under 215.5.
It was 3.5 Golden State game one. So
early,
after
the
that,
line as we sit here right now, Golden State minus 4.
Ooh, they must believe that Golden State is not going to take this line down.
I see. I've said it. It's still going 7, despite everything that you saw. That's too good of a team with too good of a coach with too much pride.
Yeah, they're not getting swept. I would be very, very surprised.
I think we can rule that out. Yes.
All right. Well, if you're listening to us in Portland, Maine, Rich and I are going to be at some golf simulator place.
We will see you guys.
Enjoy
up there
your trip.
Tomorrow night.
Enjoy your time in Portland, a great city.
Yeah, always you do. Should come. I mean, if considering you want part of the Marconi and everything,
that's a good point.
It's not like we're getting paid, so I got an extra train ticket if you want it. All right. So we'll be out there in Portland. Check with the WCYY webpage. I have a feeling it's going to be like a Hard Day's Night situation. The people of Portland are just going to be dying to see us. We're out there for a while.
It's a fun town, man.
I like Portland, but we're going to be there for 3 hours and 15 minutes. So come out and say hello. And I'm sure I'll be, by the end of that, I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone enjoy the weekend. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.